You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. All right, well, you know, I'm going to just be straight with you right here, right now. Yep, it is a weather app. I'm going to do a review on this weather app, and believe me when I say that I am a sucker for weather apps. And you can guarantee that anytime a new weather app comes across AppleViz or I'm on my own, you can be sure that I have tested it, played with it, and gave it a spin, because when it comes to weather app, I love different weather apps. And, you know, for that fact, I have like, I know I use three different weather apps on a daily basis, all for different reasons. And I'll explain that towards the end of this podcast. So the after I give the summary of the weather app that I'm going to do a review on, I'm going to kind of give you a summary of what I'm dealing with and what I'm facing with and what I'm looking for in a perfect weather app, if one ever exists. And I tell you, it's getting closer. All right, this is called Weather Gods, and it's just like it spells, weather space G-O-D-S. If I can just spell that right, that would be nice. All right, so here's the thing. It is a paid app, and given that, I had a couple people ask me, hey, what do you think of this? You know, I don't want to spend the bucks on something that, if it ain't going to be something that's really awesome or anything like that. So I get that. I really do. And so I'm doing this podcast just a review for those people that want to hear what Weather Gods has to offer and what some cool things you can do with it. And at the end, I'm going to give you a little bit of summary, like I mentioned before, of what some of the advantages, disadvantages, what I'm looking for, and why I have the different various weather apps to do what I want to do. So it is a very, very unique app. I will give them that. It is nothing like I have ever seen before, and so you will have to hear it for yourself. What it's all about. So if it offers something that you like about it, and it really does give you something that you want to get it and it's worth the paid, go for it. That's the whole point of this podcast, is to give it a review so you can hear for yourself and see if it's something that you like to do. So I wanted to give this to the users that have been asking if we could do a podcast, so that that way they know if they want to buy it or not. Now, the two things that I saw when I saw this come across AppleViz was the two things that really pointed out to me something I was like, whoa, this is interesting, and I had to try. One, it offers over a million locations across the world. So it tells me that it's a world app. And I hope that is the case. I'm not certain. I've asked a developer. I haven't heard anything. I believe it is available outside the United States, just for that fact, because it does over a million locations. It is so hard. It is rare, if it's not impossible. I have yet to find a weather app that will serve the entire world in a single weather app. It's impossible, other than the in-stock Apple. And there are some other weather apps that are not 100% accessible, but I'm looking for something that's really accessible and offers universal all across the world. That's a big thing. And the second thing I saw, it does notifications. So I was like, okay, anything that gives me weather notification is a no-brainer. I gotta try it. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get Weather God up and running so you can hear it for yourself.
Accessibility folder. 7x. Right. Accessibility folder. Apple folder. 20x.
Find it here.
Weather folder. Testing folder. Weather gods.
There it is.
Double tap to open.
All right. So now I found it. Double tap to open it.
Weather gods. Lee Summit, 8:19 p.m. Button.
Okay.
Tap to search for more locations or access your favorite and recent locations.
Okay. So here's the plan. I'm going to go through the screen itself, and then we'll come back to the settings and all the different various buttons that you can find on this app and what they do. Now, the first thing you're going to hear is that it says Lee Summit, and it gives you the time. That is my current location that I'm at. So every time you open up the weather guide, it's going to show you the current location. So it does pop you into the area of the app, so you don't have to enter it. So it just pops up. Now, if I swipe to the right,
settings button.
Is the settings.
Change units and other settings, or send feedback.
So it's pretty self-explanatory. We will get back to the settings here.
For notifications active button. Edit notifications for this place.
Okay. As I swipe to the right, we have that it says there's four active notifications for this location. So this location, which means Lee Summit, there's four active notifications for this city. And we will get back to that, and I'll show you what kind of notifications they have in here and how you can turn those on and off and what kind of different things you can have it notify you about. Okay, we'll go to the right.
Fire God button. Hourly information for sunrise, sunset, temperature, and sunny skies.
Okay, I don't have to say much. It's just the hourly forecast. And so this is our fire gods. And so I will come back to that because it's called weather gods. There's going to be different types of gods. So we have the fire god, which is the first one.
Now 55 degrees Fahrenheit, cooling.
Okay, so it's telling me it's 55 degrees right now and it's cooling. So the temperature is starting to fall. Obviously, at 8 o'clock at night, the temperature is falling.
High, 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
So it was 70 degrees today.
Low, 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
And then the lowest temperature of the day was 46. So what I'm doing is I'm swiping to the right.
Very low ultraviolet.
Okay, that's good. Huh? You don't have to worry about anonymous getting burned here today because I do get sunburned very easily, so that's kind of helpful for me.
Ice God button. Hourly information for snow, sleet, and frost.
Now, here comes something that's pretty unique. I have never heard that. Hourly forecast for snow and ice. That is something different I haven't seen before. So this gives you, if you are just interested only in the snow and ice forecast, it gets separated right here. So you can see this separated hourly by hour just for that reason. So this is the different type of gods.
Air God button.
The air
hourly
gods.
Information for wind speed and wind gusts.
All right. So if you are a... let's just say you're a kite flyer or you want to know what the wind is going to be like. You go sailing. I got some friends that do sailings and stuff like that. So this is going to be very useful for them. They want to know what the wind is going to be predicted for an hourly by hour. So this is really great. So this is all they care about. They just want the wind. We'll get back to this and I'll show you what it sounds like and stuff. But so let's see what the wind is.
Wind from the southwest, 6 miles per hour.
All right, so it's pretty light. 6 miles per hour comes from the southwest, so that's where the wind is coming out from right now.
Water God button. Hourly information for rain, hail, and thunderstorms.
Okay, self-explanatory there. So if you can get hourly forecast just on the rain precipitation and when it's going to occur.
Rain unlikely.
All right, so for this hour, it's unlikely.
Moon God button.
And then I get to
daily information for moon phase, moon rise, and moon scent.
This is a pretty cool one. I will come back to that. It gives you some information I never heard from any other weather app. Maybe there are a few out there, but I personally, the weather apps that I use on a daily basis does not give this information, not this thorough of information. So this is pretty cool.
Weather wheel button.
And the weather wheel.
Summarize hourly weather for the next 7 days.
All right, I'll come back to that and I'll explain to that what the weather wheel is.
Clear for the next couple of hours.
All right. So it's going to be clear for the next couple hours. I don't have to worry any about precipitation of rain or anything coming.
Selected. Now, button.
All right.
Tap to get the current weather.
So this is the now. So obviously you hear the current weather. And this is towards the bottom. There's a tabs. It goes in 7 days ahead. So obviously today is Tuesday.
Tuesday, November 15th.
That's today.
Button. Wednesday, November 16th. Button. Thursday, November 7th.
And as I keep flicking to the right, it'll go to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, and then goes to the next Tuesday, and then it stops. So you can get 1 week in advance, okay? All right, so that's pretty much what the screen looks like for the weather. So let's go back to the top here. Now, when I go to the top left.
Settings, button.
That's what the settings
change units
is.
And other settings, or send feedback.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this.
Tap to close settings, button.
All right, we'll see what's available.
Pause notifications.
All right.
Toggle notifications from the weather gods.
Right now, I have notifications on, so if you want to pause it, you can go ahead and come in here and turn it off and pause it.
Switch button, off. Double tap to toggle setting.
So I don't want to pause it.
Units.
Okay. Obviously, there's different measurements. There's three different types here.
Selected. Degrees Fahrenheit and MPH. Button. Mm-hmm. Degrees Celsius and MPH. Button.
Okay.
2 degrees Celsius and KM/H. Button.
All right.
3 of 3.
So you can pick any of those measurements that would be something that you would like.
Sound. Toggle audio effects.
The audio sound effects, this is pretty incredible. And there are different sounds. As you open up the app, it will hear a variety of different sounds of the current situation of the current weather. And I will get to that because I picked a pretty lame evening to do this podcast. Everything is perfect. I mean, it's clear. There's no raining. It's a very light wind. So nothing. It's just boring. But when one of those things are, if there's high wind or if it is raining or anything like that for the next hour, you will hear that. And it's kind of augmented reality kind of a thing. It tells you, you can hear and feel and hear and sense the different things that's going on for the hour. And I'll explain to that in a few here.
Switch button on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Obviously, I want that on.
Feedback and help button. Mm-hmm. Email the weather gods with feedback or to request help.
I highly recommend it. If you have any suggestions, feedback, double tap that. What it opens up an email automatically. It predefines format with them in the toolbox, et cetera, and you just start typing out the message and send it off to them.
About button. Information about the weather gods.
If you want about the information about the weather god app.
Rate or review button.
Of course, you can rate or review.
Rate or review the weather gods on the iTunes App Store.
Uh-huh.
Weather sounds button.
Okay.
Hear each of the weather sounds.
Here are the different weather sounds you can hear for yourself. Now, before I start on this, please forgive me. My the podcast room is where I do things. It's not perfect. It's not totally soundproof. So you're going to hear some background noise as this happens. So some of the noises are very faint, and I'll try to be slow about this and be very quiet as I can. You may not be able to hear everything, but some of them you will be able to. But anyway, this is how you can hear the different type of sounds and what kind of different sounds you can expect from Weather God. Okay.
Tap to hear any of the weather sounds.
You don't really have to tap when you swipe to the right onto something.
Very light wind.
You will hear the element. Right now there's a very, very light wind.
Light wind.
You hear that?
Moderate wind.
A little bit more.
Heavy wind.
Okay. Now you can hear that the wind is heavy. So you will hear this if the wind is windy. And that's the cool thing about this app. You can hear these sound effects, which is absolutely phenomenal, and which I love.
Storm force wind.
All right.
Moderate ultraviolet.
You can kind of hear that little humming there.
High ultraviolet.
You hear that?
Very high ultraviolet.
All right. I'm getting baked now. Woo! It's hot. Okay.
Extreme ultraviolet.
Oh. Okay, you're roasted, man. I would not be outside. You would be fried like a potato chips.
Sunny skies.
Okay.
Partly sunny skies.
Mm-hmm.
Clear night.
Okay.
Partly clear night. Light rain.
Alright, it's raining.
Moderate rain.
So again, these are the sounds you will hear. So if it's moderate rain right now, and it's predicted for the hour, it's going to play this sound.
Heavy rain. Snow.
Snowing. You can hear that kind of a light background eerie sound.
Hail.
Oh. There's something I really never ever want to hear. Hail. Oh boy, I hate hail.
Fog. Thunderstorm.
A little bit of rain on the gutter. You can hear the little storm.
Sunrise.
Sunrise. Pretty little sunrise.
Sunset.
And there goes the sun.
Sleeping God.
All right.
Sleeping God.
And that is it. So this is all the different sounds you can hear from weather gods. So I'm going to get back out of here.
Back to settings.
I'm going to go back to top left. Double tap.
Back to settings. Tap to close settings. Button.
All right.
About. Button. Rate or view. But weather sounds. Button.
Okay.
Hear each of the weather. Close settings. Button.
And then followed by the close settings. So that's everything in the settings, and that's what I wanted to show you.
Lee Summit, so 8:29 p.m. Button.
The cool thing is that
tap to search for more locations or access your favorite and recent locations.
It's separated out by the different gods. You had different hourly forecasts for different things, and you heard the different sounds that will be produced by weather gods. Now, The first thing here is the city itself. Now, if you double tap on the city,
the summit search button,
this is where you can do a search. You can search for any city you want. With 1 million location around the world, you can search for it, and then you can activate it, and that will become your favorite. You can add different cities. So I have two different cities here, so let me go to the right.
Favorite place, Lee Summit.
All right.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
So obviously the first one is my Lee Summit here.
Favorite place, Orlando. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Everybody knows that I love Florida. I have to have my Orlando forecast to get my, so I can get a pity for myself to how much warmer it is down there. But anyway, this is how you can add different cities. So you can just come and do a search, and then you can double tap on this. So if I want to double tap on Orlando, it will take me right to that city, okay? So obviously, there's different actions, as you heard. You can swipe up.
Delete.
You can delete that city.
Activate. Default.
Or I can activate that city. So I'm going to keep going to the right.
History.
You can go through the history. So every time you open up WeatherGod, it will place all the places you've been in the history. Now, unfortunately, I haven't really been to a lot of different cities with this, so you're only going to hear a couple of things here.
Recent place, Lee Summit. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
So it will tell you, so if I was in, North Kansas City, for example, it will tell that I was in North Kansas City. I could just double tap on North Kansas City, and it'll give me the weather for North Kansas City.
Recent place, Orlando.
Obviously.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap, close favorites button.
And then you can close the favorites and just close the whole thing out. So this is how the cities and locations, that's how you can add to it and get to different cities and et cetera, and swipe back and forth and delete things. Okay, so we'll just double tap
close favorites
out here.
Settings button.
Change
units
settings.
And other settings or send feedback.
All right.
Four notifications active button.
Now,
edit notifications for this place.
To the top right is your notifications. This says I have four notifications going on for Lee Summit itself. The cool thing about it, I can do notifications for different cities. So, for example, I have a notification set on for Orlando, and I have notification turned on for my Lee Summit area. So that is, it separates the notifications out. So you'll have to go to that city to enable or disable the notification for that city. Okay, so if you turn it on in Orlando, you'll have to go back to Orlando if you want to turn them off. So in here, Lee Summit, I have four notifications. Let's go ahead and dive in here and show you what kind of notifications they have to offer. Double tap here.
Close notifications button.
All right, the close notification is at the top left.
Evening schedule 7 p.m. Morning schedule 7 a.m.
All right, so you get a schedule and you go ahead and define the schedule. So for here, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And I'll show you what you can get notified for, and those are the schedule that I get notifications, okay?
Edit schedule button. Sunrise notification button.
Obviously, if you want to
configure
edit the
sunrise
schedule,
notification.
You heard
edit
that.
Edit schedule button.
The button there. You can just double tap that to change the schedule.
Sunrise notification button.
All right.
Configure sunrise notification.
If you are interested about sunrise, double tap here and you can get your schedule set up for sunrise.
Sunshine notification.
Sunshine.
Button. Ultraviolet notification.
Ultraviolet. Button. So for
configure
certain,
ultraviolet notification.
If you want to know what days is going to be a moderate or high ultraviolet, you can have that notify you when something is going to be really bad. So you can prepare yourself for tomorrow. It's going to be a bad day. You probably want to put some sunscreen on or whatever, have not. So if that's interesting, you can just double tap to activate that.
Rainfall notification activated button.
Okay. I have this already activated. This is rain activated.
Deactivate rainfall notification button.
And it's followed by deactivate. So this is how you deactivate this. If I want to deactivate the rain, I double tap it. Now, let's go back to the rain.
Rainfall notification activated button.
So it tells me this activated. So let's double tap in here and change the settings.
Rainfall notification.
Okay. What kind of rain notifications do you want to get? Now, this is pretty cool.
Ignore very light rain. Switch button off.
If you do not want to be notified by light rain, you can turn this off. I do, so I have this turned off.
When would you like to know?
Okay. You have three different options that you can get notified by rain.
The night before at 7 p.m. Switch button on.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
This, if it's expect to rain tomorrow, I will get a summary in my notification at 7 p.m. because that's how my schedule is. And it will pop up and say, hey, there is a chance of rain tomorrow, and I'll tell you a little bit of the summary of what the precip is going to be for the next day.
In the morning at 7 a.m., switch button on.
Or
double tap to toggle setting.
Or and, I have this turned on as well, because you never know about the weather. They can change on a dime. You know that. So, I have it remind me in the morning as well. If they decide to change their mind, it isn't going to rain. Or if it is going to rain now, it's going to remind me again and give me kind of an updated version of what the summary is like for the day when it comes to rain. And then followed by...
As it happens. Switch button on.
As it happens.
Double tap to toggle setting.
That's correct. This is what really perks me up, because I use dark skies right now for that purpose, because I want to know when it's going to rain, and I want to know when it's going to rain soon. And that's what's so cool about dark sky. So this baby has kind of a dark sky built into it. And so that kind of puts two apps of mine into one. So if I can save money and not have to purchase all these different apps to get one result or just one app, oh, it's a no-brainer. So I really like this, so I have this turned on for that.
Deactivate rainfall notification button.
Or you can deactivate it.
Save. Dimmed.
And then button. You can save it. Now,
save your changes for the
changes,
notification.
If you made any changes, it'll show you that you can save it. Because it's grayed out, that means I didn't do any changes, so there's nothing to change. So let's go back to the top left.
Evening schedule, 7 p.m. Close notifications.
There it is.
Button.
Double tap. Close. Okay. Now see.
Evening schedule, 7 p.m. Morning schedule. Edit schedule. Button.
Go back.
Sunrise notification. Sunshine notification. Ultraviolet notification. Rainfall notification. Activated.
Mm-hmm.
Button.
So I'm going to show you the rest of the activations that you can activate for notifications. There's quite a few here, so you'll hear for yourself.
Deactivate rainfall wind notification. Button. Fog notification. Button. Snowfall notification activated. Button. Deactivate snowfall notification. Button. Frost notification. Button. Freeze notification. Button. Storm notification activated. Button. Deactivate storm notification. Button. Summary notification activated. Button.
Okay. So we're down to the last one here. So you have all the various things. So if you want to know about frost, freeze, winds, all the different type of things you want to be notified, you can double tap out there and turn them on and select what you want. The summary is the actual weather summary. So once again, I want to be summarized what the forecast is predicted for tomorrow, for the highs and lows and etc., what I can expect for the day. I also want to be reminded in the morning, so it updates me what I can expect for that day if anything changed.
Deactivate summary notification. Button. Lee Summit, 8:32 p.m.
All right, so we're back here. So we're done with the notification. I'm going to go ahead and just double tap here to go back to my Lee Summit.
Lee Summit.
Okay. So at the top right is your activation. So for the notifications.
Settings. Button. Four notifications active. Button.
Okay, go to the right.
Edit. Fire God. Button.
All right.
Hourly information for sunrise, sunset, temperature, and sunny skies.
All right, so we can get the hourly temperature and stuff that we want to expect from a typical hourly forecast. So double tap here.
Fire God.
Okay, you hear that little fire went.
Close button.
I can close it.
Sun has set.
And obviously, it's the evening, so sunset has already set. Set. Gone.
12 a.m. Few clouds, 45 degrees Fahrenheit. 1 a.m. Clear sky, 45 degrees Fahrenheit. 2 a.m. Clear sky, 43 degrees Fahrenheit. 3 a.m. Clear sky, 41 degrees Fahrenheit.
Pretty typical. Pretty typical hourly forecast. So if you are into just wanting to hear the temperature for each of the hours, the fire god is for you. So that's where the fire god is. Now, to do this, to get out of this, what I do is I do a forefinger tap towards the top of the screen here.
Settings. Button.
And then I go to the right.
Change. Fire god. Close. Button.
And I go over to the close. Double tap on close.
Settings. Button.
And that gets me out to the
change
fire
units
god.
And others. Fire god. Button. Okay. Now 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Cooling.
Mm-hmm.
High 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Just keep going.
Low 46. Very low ultraviolet. Ice god. Button. Hourly information for snow, sleet, and frost.
Okay. You know, it's 50 degrees out, and there's nothing. There's no precip here, so it's not. I'm not going to show you this because this would be worthless showing. So if you are expecting snow and ice, this would be great. This will tell you the when it's supposed to. You can expect the snow and what the precip is and things like that.
Air god button.
Here's the air gauge.
Hourly information for wind speed and wind gusts.
Go into air here. And now, it's a similar to the weather. Now, it's all going to tell me the weather, the wind.
Close. Button. Summary. Light breeze. No gusts.
Okay.
12 a.m. wind from the west northwest, 1 mile per hour.
Mm-hmm.
1 a.m. wind from the west, 1 mile per hour. 2 a.m. wind from the west, 0 miles per hour. 3 a.m. wind from the south southwest, 0 miles per hour.
So, as you can hear, the wind is going from the west to the southwest over the evening hours. So this gives you an hour cut, hour by hour for just wind. Okay, so let's go back to the top.
Center of screen. Home button.
And to the right.
Home button.
Oops.
Home button. Home button.
Ah.
Weather dots. Nap. Okay. Accessibility folder. 7 apps.
I got out of it.
Accessibility folder. Apple folder. Games folder. Miscellaneous folder. 10 apps. 5 new items. Testing folder. Weather dots.
All right, back in here. Sorry about that.
Weather dots. Settings. Button. Air dot. Close. Button.
Close it.
Close.
There we go.
Settings. Button.
I got a little.
Change units and other.
Okay.
Winds from the southwest. Water dot. Button.
Okay.
Hourly information for rain, hail, and thunderstorms.
Same ditto for the snow and ice, since we're not expecting any precip tonight, so I'm not going to show you the hour by hour here.
Rain unlikely.
Uh-huh.
Moon god button.
Moon god.
Daily
this
information
is pretty
for
cool.
Moon phase, moon rise, and moon phase, waning gibbous.
All right. Tells me the current weather, where the moon phase is, so it's going away. So this is a pretty cool little deal. Now, I mentioned before, this gives you a lot more information about the moon than I've ever seen before. So I'll keep going to the right.
Close. Button. Moonrise. 6:33 p.m.
All right. You hear when it moonrise.
Amount of light. 99.0%.
Okay. So that means yesterday was the full moon. So if anybody saw the super moon last night, we had a full moon here. And so it's starting to go away. So we're at 99%. So that means that it's starting to go towards the third quarter of the moon, so it's phasing away. So it tells you what percent of the moon is being shown when you see it. So 99% of the moon is being shown tonight. I thought that was pretty cool.
Moonset, 8:01 a.m.
Okay.
Third quarter, November 21st at 2:33 a.m.
Now this is pretty cool. I haven't seen this very often, especially all included in a weather app.
New moon, November 29th at 6:18 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
First quarter, December 7th at 3:03 a.m. Full moon, December 13th at 6:05 p.m.
All right. So the next time we have the full moon is December 13th. So you can, if you're really into different moon settings and you want to see where it is, that's what the moon god does. Okay. So go back to
settings,
the top here.
Button. Moon phase. Close. Button.
Close it.
Close. Settings. Button.
All right.
Change units and other settings.
Here.
Winds from the southwest. Water god. Rain unlikely. Moon god. But weather wheel. Button.
All right.
Summarize
so
hourly
last
weather for the next 7 days.
Okay, here's the last part of the weather god I'm going to show you. It's called the weather wheel. So all the different gods are separated into those categories, right? So you got the wind, you got your rain precip, you got your all those information. They were separated. So if you want to see that all in one as a summary, that's a wheel. The weather wheel is for you. Okay, so you just double tap the weather wheel.
Settings button.
All right.
Change units and other settings, or send feedback. Four notifications active. Previous day button.
Okay.
Go back to the previous day and then tap twice with two fingers to hear the weather.
Okay. You have this different type of things here.
Previous hour button. Go back 1 hour and then tap twice with two fingers to hear the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Next hour button. Go forward 1 hour and then tap twice with two fingers to hear the weather.
Okay.
Next day button. Go to the next day and then tap twice with two fingers to hear the weather.
Let's see what it is for this hour.
8 p.m., 55 degrees Fahrenheit, clear sky, ultraviolet very low, rain unlikely, light breeze, 4 miles per hour, snow unlikely.
You hear that? So everything is at once. So if you want to hear for the next hour, so we'll just go back left here.
Next day, but next hour, button.
Next hour.
Next, 9 p.m.
And then do a two-finger tap.
9 p.m., 55 degrees Fahrenheit, clear sky, ultraviolet very low, rain unlikely, light breeze, 5 miles per hour, no gusts, snow unlikely.
Okay, so you can either flick to the right a couple times to hear that, or you can do a two-finger double tap, and that will, you can hear that for the next hour. So if you are curious for tomorrow.
Next day, button.
Double tap on that.
Next Wednesday, 12 p.m.
Let's go to 3 p.m.
Next hour, button. Next up, 1 p.m. Next up, 2 p.m. Next up, 3 p.m.
Two-finger double tap.
3 p.m., 71 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny, ultraviolet low, rain unlikely, moderate breeze, 13 miles per hour, gusts 19 miles per hour, snow unlikely.
It's going to be beautiful. 71 degrees, 19 miles per hour wind, a little bit windy, but nonetheless, you are like going to the next day, any hour, and to predict, and it's going to tell you what you can expect for that hour, for that day. So that's what the weather wheel is. So it gives you the ability to go back and forth different hours and different days, and then you are able to hear the summary instead of the individual hourly stuff we heard before, the different gods.
Next day, button.
And
3 p.m.,
go to the right.
71, home, button.
I'm going to go to the home. You double tap on home.
Lee's Summit, Wednesday, November 16th, button.
And that takes me
tap
back.
Tap to search for more locations or access your favorite and recent locations.
Okay, so that takes me right back up to Weather Gods. So, that is pretty much Weather God in a nutshell. I have gone over a lot of different things so you can hear for yourself what it has and what's so unique about it. So, as promised, here's a summary of what I thought about it, some of the feedback suggestions, some disadvantages and advantages and things like that. Okay, right now I use three different weather apps. One, I have Weather Office, Dark Skies, and Storm Shield. For those reasons, one, it gives me the forecast, one tells me when it's about to rain or snow, and the last one gives me any type of warnings, advisories, and things like that. Now, the problem I have with weather apps is those three weather apps that I mentioned are just for the United States only. I'm hoping that because this has a million locations in the world, that this is a universal app. If that's the case, that by far is something revolutionary I haven't seen that is totally accessible for anybody in the world. That is fantastic. Now, the notifications, I don't know how that works outside the United States. Now, obviously, the three apps I mentioned plus the weather gods will work for people in the United States for sure. Now, like Dark Skies, only works for certain countries. So like Canada and England and a certain part of Scandinavia and a certain part of Western Europe. But for everybody else, they don't get that. However, I don't know if the notification works worldwide for this particular app. Now, that's something that the developer is going to have to answer. And I've had asked the developer on AppleVis, so follow the web feed on there on AppleVis to see what they have said and if it does work for the world and how the notification works for different countries and different various places, okay? So those are the things I want you to let you know about. So I'm not sure if it does, if you download this from South Africa, for example, will you be able to get the weather just like as you heard here and get the moon gods, the air gods, and things like that, and the notification? I really would be curious. And if it does, oh my gosh, that will be fantastic. So be sure to keep your eyes on that. Now, there's some things that I'm going to put this down as a suggestions and things that I would like to look for and making this even more robust and really a really fantastic app that would wow me. And I love the sound and things like that. But what I really would like to see is that, one, it doesn't do a follow me. So in other words, when the notifications, I want to follow me. So if it's going to rain somewhere, I want to know about it. And if it isn't following me, I'm not going to get the notification. So if I travel to, say, St. Louis, I can open the app, but the notification is only good for the city that you activate, as I mentioned before. So I have the notification for Orlando and Kansas City, which is Lee's Summit, which I have every day to let me know what the summary is, the weather forecast for Orlando and Kansas City. But if I'm in St. Louis, I'm not going to get that. And I would like to see a follow me, and so it would follow me around and give me the notification for that area. So you would essentially get notified not only from Lee's Summit in Orlando, but in the areas that it follows me. So it doesn't do that. The other suggestions I would love to see is that, how would I put this? I want it, the notification right now is only works when the app is open, okay? So when I double tap Weather God, it's open. So even though I hit the home button and I go to my mail, I go to messages, or I go to my Newsify, or whatever app that you want to go to. it is still open, and it's open in the app switcher. As long as open and it's activated in the app switcher, the notification will work. However, if you close the app from the app switcher, or if you're one of those people that have to or want to turn off their phones at night and then turn it back on in the morning, or if you find yourself you have to reset your device and it has to reboot, right? Well, you have to go back in and open up the weather app or the weather gauze in order to get the notifications. So I'm kind of like, oh man, I really would like to see this open all the time. So in a background app refresh, for example, like some of the, like the Storm Shield I use, it is, location services is on all the time. So no matter if the app is closed or open, it gives me the warnings and advisories and all those things that it notifies me, so without having it, the app open itself. So I really would love to see this app take advantage of the background app refresh. Otherwise, I'll be honest, it's a really kind of a nuisance after a while, because I'll forget. I tend to reset my phone often, and I forget that I've turned it off. And it kind of defeats the purpose of the notification if I have to keep opening the app itself. So that's about the only disadvantage I've seen with the app itself. Now, you have heard everything I have reviewed here for the weather gods, and you can hear for yourself if it's something that, if it's unique, and if it's something that you think you would like, then it's worth the paid app. And that, I'll leave that up to you if you think it's deemable and you want to get that. So that's the whole point, is it gives you a review, and so you can hear for yourself. If it's not something for you, no problem. We'll just move on. So anyway, that's my summary and the thoughts that I use with the weather app. I was pretty excited about it. I wanted to give it a try, and I wanted all of you to hear this podcast so you can hear it for yourself and see what they have to do. And again, I really appreciate the developers making this really accessible, and I really would like to see people send out more suggestions, feedback to the developers for this app, and to make this even more accessible and more friendly for what we like to see. For example, I would like to see the daily forecast. That would be kind of cool, rather than having to go to each of the tabs or to the weather wheel for a certain hour. I would like to see a summary, if it's possible, like a tab on along the bottom for summary for the week, so you can see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and etc. And then if I want to go by the hour, by hour, I can go back to the Now tab and hear all those things. So those are some of the ideas and suggestions that I can make this more a robust and really kick butt app for everybody to use. But anyway, this has been a recording by Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Until next time, you guys take care. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.